Hey, welcome to Unspoken Logos, a podcast where we have open conversations that you won't hear at a Sunday service. We talk about Christian faith, why we believe what we believe, what we actually believe, hidden truths behind the faith, supernatural encounters, and so much more. If you're a Christian, a non-Christian, an atheist, agnostic, whatever your background or current situation, you're so welcome here. Jesus welcomes us, so we invite you to join us in our weekly conversations. So let's get started. Hey, and welcome to episode 4 of Unspoken Logos. If you've never listened to an episode before, my name is Sophie and I'm the host of this podcast. In this podcast, we just talk about subjects and topics that the church doesn't talk about, doesn't preach about, basically things that you won't hear at your Sunday service. This is episode 4. Obviously, if you listen regularly, you'll know that this season is where we are having guests on, and so far it's been amazing. It's been so edifying to just have people on and speak and just give their view, give their testimony, give their opinion from their relationship with God. It has just been so edifying. Literally that verse, I don't know where it is in the Bible, iron sharpens iron, and that's why God made us to be in community, because we sharpen one another when we give our opinions and when we give our thoughts and when we give our viewpoints. Because let's face it, we have all came from different walks of life, different life experiences, different testimonies, and so we all come with different perspectives on different subjects as well. So I hope that you have been enjoying the episodes. I will have more guests on, but today's episode is just me by myself, which I'm still excited about. And today we're going to be talking about the flesh. We're going to be talking about, mainly the title would be, Stop Feeding Your Flesh. And I was really reminded of this topic maybe like last week because of a message I received on Instagram. But before we get into that, I like to record these episodes so real and time. Like, I know so many people, so many content creators and people that do podcasts really batch their episodes. So that just means that they create them like 2, 3, 5, 6, a full season in one sitting, and then they just release the episodes as is. But whilst that is so much easier to do, I actually like the authenticity of just showing up and doing it and being obedient to God and what it is that he wants to talk about. So I actually forgot that it was Tuesday and I was like, this episode needs to go out tomorrow. I've not even recorded it, edited it or anything. And so I just couldn't believe it was Tuesday. I can still feel like I'm in Monday. I went away for the weekend, which was so nice. It was so good to get away with amazing sisters in Christ. So, but I'm back and God is good. God is faithful. God is kind. But let's get into this episode. So going back to what I mentioned, I had, like I've said in other episodes, I have a big list of different topics that I really felt that the Lord wanted me to talk on. And whether I'll get through them all before this podcast, whatever happens with this podcast, who knows. So one of them on the list was stop feeding your flesh. And maybe last week, maybe 2 weeks ago, I can't remember, I received an Instagram message. My Instagram is private, but people find me on there from TikTok or Instagram. People just message you, and so it came up as a request. And I'm not going to say what it said, but it was somebody who was feeding their flesh, who, do you know what, I even received one today. Like, this is so crazy, I even received one this morning that I'm completely forgetting about, because the one that I received like a few weeks back was because is the reason that I'm bringing this up. But that is 2 messages I've received, and it is not uncommon to receive them, which is sad, of people feeding their flesh. And like I said, I will not go into detail what they said, but they were basically feeding their flesh in terms of lust, in terms of, I don't know what you want to call it. I guess you would just call it lust, like saying stuff that you shouldn't say to a random person on the internet. And so that's all I'm going to say on that. We will continue the topic of stop feeding your flesh. Now, I don't want to point this or aim this at one gender, because men and women are both guilty of feeding their flesh in different ways. So I just want to speak out, I guess, from my perspective, maybe how I've fed my flesh in the past, maybe how I've seen other people or how I see it in the Christian circle today, feeding their flesh. And I guess just give you guys tips on how to stop doing that and why you should stop doing that, because feeding the flesh just gratifies sin. And there's a verse, and I can't remember where it is. I should really have it pulled up, but I do these things so spontaneous that I don't even have Bible verses or anything. But it talks about how, like, temptation and desire gives birth to sin, and then sin gives birth to death. And that is basically the line and how it starts. So there's temptation, or there's desire or passion or lust after something that sets a seed within you, and as you dwell on that, if you do not control your flesh, if you do not put that down, that then births into sin, which then ultimately sin always leads to death. And so we have to be so careful and so aware in our minds of where we are on the scale, and whether we are just dealing with that first desire, that first thought, that first emotion, that first passion, whatever it looks like for you. We have to be so aware to catch that and cast that down as quickly as possible, with obviously the help of the Holy Spirit. No temptation has overcome us that except what is common to mankind. That's another Bible verse. I'm just throwing them out today. But that too means that we can overcome these temptations, these thoughts that are coming in. And if we don't, then we will begin to be deceived. I heard someone say that deception, it's just so blinding, like the deception of sin and death. I really do believe that so many Christians are deceived and don't think that they are necessarily feeding their flesh, when actually they are actually indulging in the flesh. And I just think a really common one is lust. So let's just talk about it. I think that lust is the most common one that we see in the Christian circle. You know, people have a desire to be in a relationship, they have a desire, a godly desire, to get married, but they allow those passions and desires to just, like, take control. And yeah, I just really think that we need self-control over this issue in order to, one, protect ourselves from sin and temptation and death, but also to protect the brother or sister in Christ as well that we are maybe putting that forward to towards as well. And so I just want to say that there's no need to be messaging the other sex on social media platforms. You know, you can quote it in so many things, you can come up with so many excuses, you can say we're just friends, it's just we're talking about God, things like that. And look, I get it, because I've been there in the past, I've fed my flesh in the past, where people have messaged me and I thought it was innocent. Or see, to be honest, I think with my past, I knew that it wasn't innocent. I think I'm very aware, because of my pre-Jesus experience, I know when men are messaging you that really it's not for friendship, it's not for anything like that. It is always because they maybe want to see if it'll go somewhere or just things like that. It's never really for friendship. Like, you need a Christian community that is in person and around you. You do not need, and I'm not saying friendships online are bad, so don't hear me wrong, but I hope you get what I'm saying. We need to know what our heart motives are. If our heart motives are corrupt, if they are wrong, if we are messaging to seek validation, to seek attention, to seek something other than praising and glorifying God, then I think we have to do a heart check, a serious heart check. And we don't want to cause other people to stumble, so we also need to just really be aware of our actions and the consequences of our actions as well. Some ways in which I've fed my flesh probably looks different, because I definitely do not message or outreach to people on social media. It's not what I do, it's not what I've ever done. And so the way that I have fed my flesh in the past has been with things that I've struggled with. So for me, that was gaining validation from men and from my body. So to feed my flesh, I would, for example, in the gym, I would wear certain clothes. I would wear quite revealing clothes, very little clothes. And that was to feed my flesh, to get attention from guys and to get validation for my body. And that's where I found my worth. At the time, yes, that was before I was saved, and that was also after I was saved. And that was a journey that I had to go on with God. But I definitely shouldn't have been doing that. And that was a way in which I was feeding my flesh. And so there's certain convictions I have now. There's certain barriers that I put up in order to not do that, not feed my flesh. So really practical, that's like wearing oversized stuff at the gym. That's just showing up to the gym like with no makeup on. That's just, they're like really simple practical steps that I've taken in order to crucify my flesh, because that's what we're talking about. We're talking about making your flesh a slave to your spirit. We want to be governed by the spirit. We want to be operating and walking by the spirit, because then we will gratify the things of the spirit. If we walk by the flesh, we will gratify the things of the flesh. It is Paul that talks about that in one of his letters or one of the books that he wrote. And so we have to submit to the spirit in order to be liberated, in order to be free from the thing that I was talking about before, the verse that talks about desire, passion leading to sin, which then leads to death. If we want to avoid that, we have to be governed and ruled and walking by the Holy Spirit. And that's a journey. It's not easy when we live in a fallen world, when our emotions, our flesh are wired a certain way or driven a certain way, then that can be difficult for us to do. There's so many different ways that people can feed their flesh. They can do that through indulgence in food and sex and pornography and gambling and alcohol. There are so many ways that people can feed their flesh from a worldly point of view and also from a Christian point of view as well. Attention seeking, like they are just really some of the ones that I can think of just now. And I think another really good tip in order to make your flesh come under the spirit is fasting. I literally have just done a Bible study on fasting last Thursday or the Thursday before, and it was all based on the book of Daniel. Fasting is so powerful. There is a verse, and I believe it's in Matthew or Mark or maybe both, I'm not sure. I think it might be Matthew, and it talks about how the disciples could not cast out a certain demonic spirit, and they go to Jesus, who Jesus can do anything. So Jesus just was like out and the spirit just left. And so the disciples are like, what's going on? How come we could not cast this out? And then Jesus says, some of these demons, strongholds, whatever the wording is, can only come out by prayer and fasting. And that is such a powerful scripture. And some versions of the Bible take it out, but it is in the Bible. And I honestly believe the context around that should be in the Bible. And there's a reason that it's even in some of the Bibles. And fasting is such a biblical principle and discipline that we should be able to master as Christians. And so sometimes the things that we walk through, the struggles that we go through that are feeding our flesh, can only come out by prayer and fasting. And so I want to encourage you, you know, I don't know how other Christians' spiritual disciplines are, but I personally live a lifestyle of regular fasting just in my walk with God, whether that is for breakthrough, whether that's for guidance, whether that is seeking an answer for something, or whether that is just to get back in alignment with God's will or to just get closer to God. And so we could do a whole episode on fasting, which is maybe what I will do. Fasting looks different for so many people. It's always about your heart posture. The New Testament is always about the heart posture of why you're doing something, what the motive is. And yeah, like the Lord honors it. It says that he will reward us in secret. And so the Lord can deliver you from things. And so I just would really love to encourage you to ask the Holy Spirit where in your life that you're feeding your flesh, because I'm sure there are so many other ways that people feed their flesh that I have not even touched on, that I have not even maybe even thought about. And so I just encourage you to ask the Holy Spirit to reveal where you may be feeding your flesh. And I just want to encourage you as well that when you're feeding your flesh, it can also cause other brothers and sisters to fall. Or not even that, it can either just cause, you know, unbelievers to even fall as well. Obviously, unbelievers, they live in sin, they indulge in sin, and they don't know what they're doing. So it's kind of different, but we are still accountable, and we don't ever want to draw people further away from God. And so it's not about looking a certain way. It's not about having certain rules, even though I said that for me, I had to put like practical boundaries in place in order to overcome that. It's about being led by the Holy Spirit. If the Holy Spirit leads you to put some boundaries in or to make some steps into your journey of freedom, then you have to follow the Holy Spirit. And so only the Holy Spirit can really speak into these kind of subjects and give you the true guidance on how to walk out in your freedom. Yeah, I would just say ask the Holy Spirit to reveal that, and then ask the Holy Spirit, how can I get through this? And just take some practical steps to stop feeding your flesh. I would also say, if you are an active social media user and you're a guy or you're a girl, it's fine to comment on people's videos and stuff and encourage believers. I think that's so important. It's so amazing when people write on like videos that I've posted or whatever, and it's like encouraging things and giving glory to God. But when it is things that are directed at the person, things that are just I don't even know what to say without just saying it plainly and bluntly, but just watch what you're saying and don't go out and message every single girl that you see or every single guy that you see on these social media platforms believing that it might be your future spouse. Just don't do that, because it's not helpful to anyone. And so yeah, I just wanted to end on that, because that's probably why how this whole podcast came about. But I would honestly love to hear other people's thoughts and opinions, and also what it is that they are feeding their flesh from, because I can only speak from my experience. And you know what? I need to ask those questions too. I have to ask the Holy Spirit, what am I still feeding my flesh on? And I have to ask the Holy Spirit to reveal that to me on a regular basis, because I have to be able to continue my walk with God in purity and be willing to be sanctified and be willing to allow His holiness to wash over me so that I can just be walking in His will every single day of my life. And so it's not about being self-righteous. It's not about following laws or rules or anything like that. It's all about your heart posture, and there's such liberty. There's so much liberty. Like, honestly, the person that I am now compared to like a year ago, 2 years ago, when I was saved in that kind of circle of feeding my flesh, like I have so much freedom. Like, praise the Lord, I just have so much liberty and freedom in that specific area, and it's amazing. So praise God, there is freedom and liberty available to you. And yeah, just be aware of what you're doing as well. So I hope this podcast episode has helped. I hope it is edified, encouraged, or maybe provoked some thought as well. And so I hope that this didn't seem like I was coming against guys or social media. I guess I'm just a girl coming from that perspective, a woman of God's perspective on things. So hopefully that's helpful. Thank you so much for listening. Next episode, hoping to have a guest on, but we will see. So we'll see you for that episode. And I hope you all have an amazing and a very blessed week as well. Thank you so much for staying tuned and listening to my podcast. If you want to find out more about me and more about what I'm up to, then please check out my social media links in the description of this video. And I can't wait to have you guys for the next podcast.